My name is Derek Gleason. I'm the director of the MA in Scoring for Film and Visual Media program at Pulse College Dublin. Today, we're going to be talking with Tommy Lawrence, an orchestrator based in London and a visiting tutor here on the program. Okay, Tommy, delighted to have you here. So, tell me about your experience here in the last week teaching at Pulse College.
Well, I came in Sunday afternoon to start on Monday, did Monday to Thursday, and basically just looked at a few different things with the students. We looked at some cues that I orchestrated, movies that I worked on as an assistant orchestrator for a supervising orchestrator in Hollywood, John Ashton Thomas. I brought some cues from The Avengers. I brought some cues from How to Train Your Dragon 2. And just, you know, the scores and the audio, and just, you know, was showing the guys, talking about basically what they should expect from their orchestrator, talking about the relationship between, the different kind of relationships you have with a composer and an orchestrator, the different kind of orchestrating processes, whether it's MIDI orchestrating or orchestrating from a sketch, and, the advantages and disadvantages of both. So we did a lot of that. I think I brought maybe 5 or 6 cues from How to Train Your Dragon and maybe more from The Avengers. And I'd also, in advance, I sent the guys a couple of cues from a movie that I worked on called Free Birds, which was an animation that I did in a couple of years ago now, probably, for a composer, Dom Lewis. So I, who's a friend, you know, we have a good relationship, so he was kind enough to donate the MIDI files and everything. So I sent the students the MIDI file and a couple of example scores, and they had a go at orchestrating some cues for when I arrived. So we looked at some of those, and they've really done a really good job. So we did some of that, and we looked at some arranging projects that I've worked on, some scores. I just did a record for EMI, a library record, which features the songs of an English guy called Alexander Rudd, who lives in Los Angeles, with lyrics by Don Black, who's a really famous lyricist. So I sent the students a couple of lead sheets to have a go at writing their own arrangements, and then we compared theirs with mine, and we talked about the process and what you have to, priorities and things like that, what you're trying to achieve. And what else did we do? I looked at some of their work, the stuff that they've been working on. We looked at some scores from my own record project that I did. I did a standards record a couple of years ago now, and we looked at that, and I talked about the recording process of it and the production process and all that stuff. So we've got through a lot of material in 4 days, but everyone's so keen and driven, and it's been a pleasure.
Excellent. And you also spent some time doing one-on-ones with them, and you listened to some of their music that they'd done outside of this particular course. So
yeah.
How did you feel about that and the standard and what people were bringing to the table?
Yeah, very interesting. Very wide range of, obviously, people coming from lots of different backgrounds. Some really good, impressive concert music that people had written. Some kind of more like, there's one of the students was obviously is from like a musical theatre background. Some of his like pit orchestra arrangements, really good, really strong. Some people just writing, pitching for TV gigs, mock-ups that they've done, looking at the scores, just going through them, talking about how to optimise the impact. Maybe if it's a low budget project with a slightly smaller orchestra, how to attribute the right forces, what all the instrument strengths are and how to use them to their fullest potential, things like that. So, it's a really wide spectrum musically. It's like 20 students? Yeah. But that's what makes it interesting, and it's what keeps it fresh, and you always have something to talk about.
Cool. When a student's finished a program and they go out into the real world,
obviously it's one of those jobs, you know, where, you know, like, you know, you come out of college, but you're still not even on the bottom rung of the ladder. You've got to kind of work your way into the profession, and it takes a bit of time and contacts and all that kind of stuff. Can you just tell us a little bit about what your experience was from, you know, the time you finished college into getting to where you are right now, which is, I mean, you're a young guy, so it's like, you know, you've done a lot in a short period of time. How did all that work out?
Well, I mean, I should firstly say I've been extremely lucky. I'm from a musical family, so they were always very supportive of me. And I went to college when I was a bit earlier, came out of college a bit earlier than others, so I had that kind of head start. I'm not going to lie to you or to anybody listening to this. When I left college, when a lot of people leave college from a writing perspective, and, you know, obviously, so there are some players that already have jobs in the LSO or whatever by the time they leave college. But, you know, speaking from experience, yeah, it was slow for a long time. You know, I spent a lot of time in the bottom of my overdraft being, you know, it's like, if you really want to do this for a living, there are lots of other people that want to do it as well. And I can't imagine doing anything else, but it was slow for a while. I also played the saxophone, and I would do function gigs and blah, blah, all the bread and butter things to pay the rent. And then I started, my first real big thing that was a real piece of actual work was a few assignments for the BBC Big Band, which, you know, would take me a long time and now probably not obscene money, but that's what you've got to do. That's what I'd say to people.
A writer for a big band is obviously, it's kind of a specialist area in terms of the whole writing thing. Those chops are not normally chops that you actually learn in college. I mean, there's not many colleges that will actually do that. So where did you get the chops to do that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, I'm from a jazz background, and I was in the National Youth Jazz Orchestra. So that was where I wrote my first big band charts, and, you know, would take a ton of abuse from all the brass guys about my brass writing and all that stuff. And that's kind of where I learned. And then, you know, obviously on the jazz course, I studied with the great Pete Churchill, who's a fantastic jazz arranger. And so that's how I kind of got that thing together. Dare I say it, got that thing together. Yeah.
Excellent. So, you know, what's your advice to those students who are coming through this program, and when they finish this and they got to go out into the real world? What is your advice, you know, how to go about just making that move?
Yeah, stick with it. Do everything. Take everything. And, you know, with it, unless you feel like you're being taken advantage of or making somebody rich, you know, for no or little fee. Yeah, obviously that's not a positive situation. But yeah, do as much as you can. And whatever it is you're doing, make the music sound as good as you possibly can. Do the best job you can. You know, I did a couple of weeks ago, I had to do an arrangement of Popeye, the theme from Popeye for opening of a fish restaurant. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's not very glamorous, but the music sound as best I could, you know, and people will start to know you for that. For passion and craft, you know, and trying to make this music sound as good as you possibly can.
As a matter of interest, who is the original composer or not?
I've no idea. I can't remember. I Googled it. It went up on the page. It went up on the page and it went off to the copyist.
So, because they would have had to do a licensing deal, sync deal, or something.
Yeah, like yeah, quite possibly, yeah.
So you, as your agent, everyone knew who it was.
No.
Excellent. Great. Tommy, it's been an absolute pleasure.
As always, yeah, likewise.
For you to be here, and look forward to having you on the team again next year.
Fantastic. Cheers, Derek.
Great, thanks. That's Tommy Lawrence.
Thank you.